This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The leader of Myanmar's military-installed government said Monday other Southeast Asian countries should share responsibility for failing to help quell the violence that has engulfed his nation since the army seized power in February. General Min Aung Hlaing, in a speech broadcast on state television, blamed groups that were organized to oppose the military takeover for the ongoing deadly unrest. Opposition to military rule initially took the form of nonviolent protest, but escalated to armed self-defense after security forces used deadly force to disperse demonstrations. A monitoring group blamed security forces for the killing of almost 1,200 civilians. The government now faces a growing insurgency in many parts of the country. Min Aung Hlaing was commenting on the Association of Southeast Asian Nations' decision on Friday to not invite a member of Myanmar's ruling council to the bloc summit meeting later this month, an unprecedented rebuke of the junta. One of the world's last three countries to administer COVID-19 vaccines started giving out doses on Monday as the East African nation of Burundi launched its national campaign. But health workers told the Associated Press that barely more than a dozen people had received doses by mid-afternoon. Recipients included the ministers of health and security. The World Health Organization says that means only North Korea and the Horn of African nation, Eritrea, have not administered any COVID-19 vaccines. Burundi's previous government had been criticized for taking the pandemic lightly. The vaccination campaign began after Burundi received 500,000 doses of the Sinopharm vaccine, but hesitation remains among some officials. This is VOA News. A Nigerian state government said Monday gunmen from a criminal gang attacked a village market in northwest Nigeria, killing dozens of people. The gangs, known locally as bandits, have terrorized northwest and central Nigeria for years, but attacks have become more violent in recent months. A government spokesman said, quote, "We're not sure of the death toll figure, but it is 30-something," adding that the attack occurred on Sunday evening. Bandits raided another village market on October 8th near the border with Niger, killing 19 people. Since last month, Nigerian troops have been conducting air and ground operations on bandit camps, but telecom services have also been shut down, disrupting communication between the gangs. Officials are worried that bandits are relocating as a result of those operations and network disruptions. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Monday Washington was closely watching China's development of advanced weapon systems while declining to comment directly on a report that Beijing tested a nuclear-capable hypersonic missile. The Chinese Foreign Ministry denied the recent report in the Financial Times newspaper, which said Beijing had launched a rocket in July carrying a hypersonic glide weapon. Beijing says it was a space vehicle, not a missile. The United States and Russia have both tested hypersonic weapons, usually defined as missiles, which fly more than 5 times the speed of sound, in a race for a new generation of weapons that are harder to detect and block. Police in Italy on Monday used water cannons and tear gas against protesters at a northeastern port following a 3-day demonstration against a new mandatory workplace COVID pass. Dozens of police in riot gear faced off against hundreds of remaining demonstrators and port workers who began blocking one of the port entrances Friday in protest against Italy's so-called Green Pass. Police managed to clear the entrance after a few hours of standoff, pushing demonstrators to a nearby parking lot. Dock workers had called a strike Friday despite being offered free COVID tests, and their protest attracted demonstrators from out of town. The Green Pass, which offers proof of vaccination, recent recovery from COVID-19, or a negative test, became mandatory in all workplaces on Friday throughout Italy. The new regulations spurred a wave of protests across the country, although most were small and not disruptive. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.